The Inspector General of the U.S. Department of Agriculture concludes that there are problems with the way it monitors American cattle for signs of mad cow disease. The USDA has sent a report to Congress saying it needs to broaden testing, clarify which animals must be tested, and improve how it handles data. This does not mean mad cow is lurking in U.S. cattle. Still, as NPR's Joe Palco reports, the USDA will have a hard time proving that.
George Gray says there are a lot of reasons why it's hard to say for certain that there are no, or at least very few, cases of mad cow disease in the United States. Gray is executive director of the Harvard Center for Risk Analysis.
One reason is we've got 100 million cattle, and there's no way we're going to be able to check every single one. So we have to do some kind of a statistical sampling, and that's what USDA is proposing with their enhanced surveillance plan.
The Enhanced Surveillance Plan is USDA's effort to get a better handle on whether mad cow disease is in American cattle. Gray says the plan is to test 250,000 animals.
They are testing high-risk animals, groups of animals that we know are more likely to have the disease, animals that show signs of being sick, animals that aren't able to move, animals that die on a farm. So USDA is deliberately not being random. They are focusing on that high-risk group of animals. And even if the disease isn't found there, you still can't say for sure that it's not there, but you can say, with a few calculations, how likely it is that you might have missed it.
Although statisticians may argue about which calculations are the most appropriate to use. Gray has conducted studies of mad cow risk for the USDA, and he's convinced the likelihood that there are a lot of cases being missed is extremely low. But Gray says there are questions about detecting mad cow that are not just statistical. Take the laboratory test USDA is using. It takes years for an infected animal to show symptoms of mad cow disease, and current tests can only detect the disease just before symptoms appear.
That means that there are animals we could test that could have the disease, and our tests will tell us they don't. Now, that rate is probably very low in the United States, but that's still a possibility, and it's one of the reasons that it's difficult to say for sure that there's no disease.
And then there's the question of whether all animals that should be tested will be tested. Nolan Hartwig is a professor of veterinary medicine at Iowa State University.
If I'm a cattle producer out here, have a breeding herd, and I see an animal showing central nervous system disease signs, if she dies or if I have her put down, am I really going to get her sampled?
But Hartwig agrees the risk of mad cow is extremely small. He says by restricting the import of cattle and cattle parts and banning certain feeding practices in this country, the USDA has been able to prevent mad cow from gaining a foothold here. And so far, there's only been one confirmed case of mad cow in this country, and that was in a cow imported from Canada. Hartwig says that doesn't mean there's absolutely no risk.
It's just really difficult to evaluate risk anymore. Then you have to compare risk. What's the risk of being in an auto accident on the way to the market to buy ground beef compared to the ground beef itself? And the risk of that auto accident is much, much higher.
But Hartwig can understand why people might still have some doubts.
We're in an age where telling someone, well, the government's protecting us, that just doesn't cut it anymore. It hasn't for quite a while.
Hartwig says people should trust scientific research. And so far, Hartwig says the facts are reassuring. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.